Welcome to your daily devotional, June 30th. Consider one another. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. It is all too common, even in the church, to consider one another negatively. Before making our point here, let us speak with regard to the sin of negative consideration or fault finding. We read in the record concerning the patriarch Job that Satan considers the saints of God with the view to blaspheming God and destroying their testimony. The Christian responds with revulsion, extremely strong disgust to the idea of selling his or her soul to the devil. Why then do so many who profess the name of Christ Jesus volunteer in his service by incessantly finding faults in the people of God and his church? To be sure, we do not compromise with regard to calling sin what it is, sin. But we must not go out of our way to impute sin back upon those for whom Christ Jesus died. We are enjoined in our text to make a careful and thorough investigation of one another for a positive purpose, in order to stir up love in good works. We cannot begin to do so without considering Christ Jesus first in his example. For he himself said, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." He put on the cloak of humility, for the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Christians should both in heart and in action be continually bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. We consider one another in putting our spiritual gifts and natural gifts spiritually applied to use for the benefit of others, not expecting anything in return. The primary context in which we can use the gifts that God has given us to benefit others is the local church. That's the very next verse after our text, which exhorts us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Consider one another. The common lot of man is rejoicing and weeping, and usually much more of the latter. Therefore, rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. In doing so, consider one another for the purpose of encouraging them to consider Christ, who will never abandon any of his children in the hour of need, even as you yourself consider the same.